At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Boom! Welcome to Grown Dad Business, the GDB, here in the Dad Quarters. Yeah, the GDB, dude. Welcome to the GDB, Jason Clark.
You down with GDB?
Are you down with the GDB?
You know me.
I'm with it. Shirt's being printed now.
That's awesome.
The GDB, dude.
You down with GDB?
Yeah.
Those guys performed at my college when I was there.
The GDB?
No, I'm thinking of
I was like,
Naughty
what, is
by
that
Nature.
A funk band?
Naughty by Nature. That's was the whole, like, oh. You down with GDB? It was like, you down with OPP? That was during that time.
Wow, and that's pretty dope.
Well, my freshman year, they came and once a year, they would have a big popular, you know, comp.
Yeah,
they would
have
a comic come.
Yeah.
They would do a lot of different things. We had Cliff Clavin come and talk to us. John Ratzenberger?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, John Ratzenberger.
Because if you look up what John Ratzenberger's biggest claim to fame, it's not Cliff. John Ratzenberger invented styrofoam peanuts.
I don't know.
Yeah, they would had something.
We're not picking up our phones because.
But go ahead and look that up.
I have heard something like that.
He came and did a talk about saving the environment. This is 1991, 92.
Yeah.
But they brought in Naughty by Nature as our one concert for the year.
So Cliff Clavin came up and introed Naughty by Nature.
Completely different thing. But they would bring in comics, and you know the student union would put different things on. But
yeah.
They brought in Naughty by Nature, and I love rap. I was down with those guys.
I'll go,
you know what I mean. And tour bus pulls up outside. My dorm was right across the street from the student union, and in the basement of the student union was a bowling alley, a pool hall, video games.
Wow.
So their tour bus pulls out in front of our dorm.
Hmm.
And, you know, I'm like, dude, tour bus. It's parked there for like a minute, you know, for a little while. Me and my buddies, let's go to the student union. Let's see what's happening. We go downstairs. Nobody's there. It's just us. We start shooting pool. Down comes the steps. Tretch, Vinny.
What?
Tretch. I played pool with yes. I
That's
swear
awesome.
To God.
How did I not know this story?
Dude, I know. Yeah.
Guys, did we just find out that Jason played pool with Naughty by Nature?
I did. Very short men, very short guys. You know, I was.
Dude, I'm not even. That's the intro.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I withheld that information. Pat McLaughlin, a good friend of mine, he listens to a podcast. Dad out back home, teaches in my home high school. Great guy, good
Pat
friend.
Pat can verify.
Pat wasn't with me. With us, but he could verify that Naughty by Nature did come our freshman year of college and put on a concert.
That's the first installment of Dope Dad Memories.
Dope Dad Memories.
Dude, now I got to come up with one for you. You don't even know about.
Save it for next
Dope
week.
Dope Dad Memory. We're starting this episode.
There you go.
Snacks Part 2, part of the trilogy.
Chico needs to write that in his little book.
What?
Dope Dad
Stories. See, I forgot it already.
It's a new segment.
I know. Without Chico, we're hopeless.
No,
well,
I mean,
he's listening.
He's listening. He write
dope
it down.
Dope Dad Memories. And then Dad Moves.
And then Ryan's got to put like a little like fun little like chime music behind it. Or whatever. Get on it, boys.
We don't do nothing else but giggle.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver.
Hey, that's my dad's name.
And Jason Clark. Not my dad, but he's a cool dude. Rate and review. Subscribe and share. Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver. Yeah!
And Jason Clark.
Back to get super dope.
Boom. We're here in the dad quarters.
Midday
dads.
Two of the three kids are gone.
Midday dads. Yeah. At school.
Yeah. What time are you going to pick them up?
In about like eight
an
minutes.
Hour? No.
Oh, no, we'll be good.
You got time.
We're
not doing an hour, though.
Yeah. But, hey, thanks for listening. You know, I'm now like, I just want to tell everybody, thanks for listening.
Thanks for reaching out. It's always great when we get like little, you know, get people sending us messages saying, you know, certain things. Like what I always like is when we get messages saying, oh, man, I had this also happen to me, where people are relating to the stories that we're telling or what we're talking about that week. Those are the types of things I absolutely, you know, love when people interact with us. You know, the rating and the reviewing stuff on iTunes is great. Go ahead, do all of that.
Like,
but you know what?
And subscribe, too. Yeah. Like, get us right in your in the, you know.
But the part, you know, getting on our Facebook page, you know, sending us direct messages on Facebook. We always interact back and forth. We've had people send us messages and give us good criticism.
Yeah, good feedback.
You know, hey, listen, guys, your levels.
We're a team here.
They're not. Yeah, it's a.
We're just dad squad out here.
Yeah, we need help. You got to let us know if the sound's not right.
The parental squad out in the streets.
If Aaron's mic seems incredibly louder than Jason's,
but just a little.
It's a thing.
It may be a little. It does.
But no, it's great. I love waking up in the morning and you got a message from a fan.
Oh,
someone that listens and they want to share stories with us. It's really cool. So,
dad, shout out.
Shout
Corey.
Out to Corey.
Dude.
Yeah, Corey's always giving
always
us good feedback.
Me laugh.
Says him and his wife love to listen to it.
I love it.
And we appreciate that. So keep that coming. And, you know, give it, interject, and we'll, you know, maybe talk about your story. You know, you share some stories at
I know. I'd love to hear more stories about, you know, other parents dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or just some GDP. GDB,
yeah,
dude.
It's back
just
to
some GDB.
It's back to school time for everybody except for me. I don't give a shit. We were talking earlier about like different parts of the country and different school districts going back at different times, and I'm just sitting here, I just sort of glassed over. I'm like, been there, done that, I don't care.
Oh yeah.
Like the only thing I know is it affects morning commutes to the city when they're back in school.
Oh yeah.
You know, but this week, man, snacks part two.
Dude, I'm excited. Woo! Because we have, you know, Jason and I are well versed in so many different topics in culture and history and food.
Just don't ask us questions.
And culinary adventures. Just we just don't know how to retain it.
We just try.
Or no, we don't know how to recall it.
Yeah,
as well, because I'll just be like, "How do I know this random trivia?"
Yeah.
But Jason, I just want to throw this out there. The topic this week with snacks. We're really going. We're going into cakes and. Cakes and cookies and crackers.
Oh, my God.
Cakes and cookies and crackers. Oh, my. A lot of alliteration this episode.
A lot of C's.
Yeah.
Triple C.
Dad, dope dad memories.
Dope dad, but you have to triple C. Cookies, crackers.
Cookies and crackers and cakes.
Cakes, yeah.
Cookies, crackers, and cakes. Oh, my.
That's that rolled
That's
off
the title.
Yeah.
That's the title. We just came up with the title right now. If it doesn't say cookies and crackers and cakes, oh, my, then I thought of something better.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's so silly. We know, but... Who doesn't love snacks, man?
I know.
It's a weakness.
Yeah.
What's my weakness? Snacks. Okay, then. You know what I mean?
But what I was getting to was is that one of the expertise that Jason holds is that he has a intimate knowledge of Hostess cakes.
Oh,
and now my intimate knowledge of Hostess cakes differs from Jason's intimate knowledge of Hostess cakes.
Yeah.
Because the orange and yellow cupcakes are... That's Hostess.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's the best snack cake. You know what? Spoiler alert. Just threw it out there.
That's fine.
That's
in that subcategory. That's your go-to.
If I could snack cake it, I'm throwing it out right away. Boom. Before we even get started on your journey with Hostess.
Ugh.
The orange cakes. Boom.
They're good.
Done. With a glass of milk. Forget it.
They're good.
Chocolate.
Get
out of my face.
I'm a chocolate fan. I'm a chocolate aficionado.
Yeah.
I love chocolate anything for the most part. If it's on the menu and it's chocolate, I'm probably going for it. On a dessert level, maybe, and let's say throw a nice cheesecake in there. I might switch up to a cheesecake.
My wife,
she
will take those chocolate cupcakes all day.
I'm a chocolate, like even
she's double triple chocolate anything.
Yeah, like even talking about candy, you know, it's I'm gonna take chocolate before I'm gonna take a Lifesaver or something like that.
Oh,
you
sure,
know what I mean?
Sure,
like or a fruity, like a Sour Patch Kid, like screw that jelly stuff.
Yeah,
I want chocolate.
I like my chocolate in granular form, like M&M's or peanut M&M's or small.
I thought you said when you said granular, I thought about when I was a kid and you had the metal can
Munchies.
Of Hershey's, the powder, and it was a metal can, and
dude,
I used
that.
To take the spoon to pop it off. And when you said granular, I just pictured you as a little boy just pouring eating
it. Oh, 100%.
Oh, did you? Oh my God.
I was just
your mouth gets so dry.
I don't care.
That's like the
chocolate sand, the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, that's like the kids doing the cinnamon challenge. You're like
do the cocoa challenge.
I'm doing cocoa, man. It's good for your blood.
The cocoa.
But yeah, no, my dad. I I think we probably have mentioned it in one of the episodes, just in passing. But to dig in deep of the experience of being a son of a Hostess cake delivery man.
I mean, like that.
It was nuts.
Every time I think about that, every time I see a Hostess cake now, I think of your dad. Yeah. But no, like when you think
Wild
like,
Bill.
How are you a kid and your dad pulls in and he's like, oh, by the way, I have 150 damaged cakes.
Probably one of my coolest memories.
You always had damaged cakes though, right?
We had a coffin freezer in our, and it's so funny. We had a coffin freezer in our basement.
Coffin freezer.
Deep freeze, but it was probably a 6-footer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the big old ones.
Yeah, the deer meat freezer.
Yeah, but when you opened it up, it was like Marcellus Wally, the glow.
Marcellus Wallace, yeah.
Wallace, and you would open it up, and it would just, and it would be fruit pie, fruit pie, fruit pie, ho, ho, Suzy Q.
I just imagine.
Twinkie, Twinkie. It was like looking
at
a store.
What if you were a high cat burglar?
Oh, my God, dude.
And you
wouldn't
walked
get past
in there
that.
And opened that up, and you're like, wait, what is happening? Right. I'm dead. A police officer
shot me. It would be like in Barbershop where those two guys stole the ATM and they couldn't get it open.
The owner of the house shot me. I'm in heaven right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So
if a burglar found that.
So we had a really cool backyard, and we would play wiffle ball and kickball and things in our backyard. And it was. You know, my friends, the folks that grew up with me, through social media that we've sort of reconnected, and you're like, oh, do you remember? You start going down memory lane. And my one buddy, Brian Doucette, goes, he sent me and he goes, there's nothing better than when we took a break from playing wiffle ball and we walked into your basement and opened up that deep freeze. And it was like, take what you
Frozen
want.
Frozen Hostess cakes.
Take what you want, boys.
Jason, I have to take a moment because this scenario.
The fat guy in you is just like, that's crazy.
Oh, God, it's incredible.
Yeah. And so that's one fun memory.
So you're biased.
Well, we weren't allowed. We were not allowed.
Yeah, what about that bitch, Little Debbie?
We weren't allowed to eat Little Debbie's. Like, dad was like, that's the competition. You can't have Little Debbie's. But my dad was allowed. There was one.
Did he have stock in the company?
No.
It's just, it's like American pride.
You're taking food out of my kid's mouth. You're buying Little Debbie. That doesn't go into my pocket.
Because then they might have to lay off drivers.
It's business. It's business.
I'm
you got to promote
now.
Your
I get
business.
It. I just had to talk it through for a second.
But dad loved Tasty Cake Candy Cake.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's that, it's a sponge cake, a layer of peanut butter, and then covered with chocolate, and it looks like a little hockey puck.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was the only one. And my dad, it would be in the freezer upstairs next to his Reese's cups, because dad would be like, I got a frozen Reese cup.
Oh, frozen
and, frozen. And I'm the
cups.
Same guy now. I'm the same. I love my frozen.
Candy
my
next
frozen
week.
Fruit,
oh.
Right? But anyways.
Well, spoiler alert.
So that was really cool. And the idea, like, I always joke that my mom probably could figure out, like, I know that we would have Twinkies for dessert. She had 15 different. Like, that was our angel food cake. Like, yeah. You know, people would do angel food, like Starboy Sure Cake?
Yeah, yeah.
Ours would be Twinkies with strawberries and whipped cream.
How are you
not 7,000
pounds? Not
morbidly
obese and have diabetes. That's...
Well, we've talked about that.
Growing
up. I mean,
as a kid,
would
feel rich if you were just like, we don't got angel food cake. We do it with Twinkies.
But the challenge was...
That's what Richie Rich would
do. I mean, sometimes you
could.
Were just like, we don't got a lot of food in the fridge, but I got... me an apple pie. Like, so that was really cool.
The apple pies?
Cool thing about my dad being a Hostess cake guy was when he got a route that was, I remember when I was really little, and he had a route close to the house, so he would stop for lunch. And part of what he would do, he would roll, and it was always cool. Like, they didn't bring their trucks to the house.
Yeah.
Like, he had to drive to a garage. There's
right.
one here in West Mifflin. His was in Monroeville. Mm-hmm. And then... But when he brought the truck home, it was really cool because it was his cake truck in the neighborhood, right? And I got to go and help him. That's when they would have to, with a label gun, label the prices on every cake.
The truck did that. That's interesting.
Well, no, my dad did.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So, like, he drove the truck and also labeled the prices. That's
so, yeah, they didn't come with prices on them back in the day. This is the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
Now everything is pre-printed, and then if the store wants to sell it for cheaper, then they have to tag it. So, but I just remember watching my dad, because you walked into this truck and it was just the box truck, and you had these metal trays.
Yeah.
Just metal trays all around, and it would be organized.
When you opened that truck, did it smell like
Hostess?
Yes,
it smelled
cakes?
Like Hostess.
Oh my.
Smell like Hostess.
God.
So we would, I'd be sitting there in a driver's seat watching my dad, And I was always amazed at how quickly my dad could label these things. And it was he would pull that tray down and there would be 50 apple pies on it. And my pops would be like this, pop, 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 pop. And I just remember being like, I want to help you do this. And he'd let me use the gun and things. That's another memory. But then as when we got older, we started doing, giving Twinkies away for Halloween.
Dude, God damn it.
And that, I mean, we became known as the Twinkie house for Halloween.
That's great.
You would hear, because we lived in a housing plan, we'd get like
your
300.
Dad should have wore a Twinkie outfit.
I wore the Twinkie outfit. You just took my punchline. You took my story. But yeah,
I didn't know it would actually happen.
I know, right?
This is the best.
So my dad would bring the truck home on Halloween night, and the truck would be parked in our driveway. And we lived in a housing plan, and there would be like 300, 350 kids that would come to our house.
Sure.
I mean, it was just kids everywhere. And you'd hear them yelling, it's the Twinkie house. It's the Twinkie house. And they would come. And it wasn't until I stopped going trick-or-treating. And when I was a little older, I think I probably stopped probably like 14. I mean, we knew everyone. We just went out and had a good time, whatever. And then Dad started bringing home. My brother did it 1 year, and I think I did it for two. The Twinkie the Kid costume that
they would
use at like store grand openings and promotions, and I'd be out there dressed as Twinkie the Kid handing out Twinkies for Halloween.
Dude.
Yeah, so I hate Hostess cakes. I don't eat Hostess cakes to this day. No, I'm kidding.
No,
but I've had every new cake. Like, I remember them bringing out new cake. Remember? Do you ever remember pudding pies?
Yes,
absolutely. They came out with a pudding pie, and they ended up going away with it.
Yeah, that's right. Did you get to taste them or like see?
Well,
there'd
be like new ones that would come out that they were trying back in the day. I remember there was one.
I remember the banana pie, the chocolate pie.
Banana pie, the chocolate pie. Then they had the
vanilla pie?
The vanilla filled pies. The banana pie you're thinking of is a Little Debbie. That was the banana flip over.
Okay.
I know too much about this.
No, this is why we brought on our expert.
But what was hilarious was going to school. And school, what was the snack cakes that you had in your school? What was your favorite? What were the cakes? Do you remember? Did you guys have like you could buy snack cakes extra?
Till high school, it was Nutty Buddies.
Nutty Buddies.
That was Little Debbie.
Zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes were my number two.
Zebra cakes.
Good.
The Stardust Brownie. That was a Stardust
That's
Brownie.
The
was in
one.
School. The one that had the the candy ball sprinkles on it.
Yeah.
I think they're called Starburst Brownies.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. But
why don't we have a whole table of this in front of us?
We just need We need sponsors.
We need sponsors,
guys.
We
need sponsors.
Let me just take a quick break to say, if you want to sponsor us
in cakes,
no, but
please,
no, really,
we don't need
if
that.
If you
want
to sponsor us, if you're a business, especially a national business, because we go national, we have listeners in Canada, in France, we do in Japan. We have listeners. The bulk of our listeners are from 5-6 different states.
Hey, how about a quick shout out to our armed forces today? Because I think one of the things that we've talked about is like
what?
We think that a lot of those foreign numbers.
Oh yeah,
are
we
actually
did talk about that.
Are you know we got some feedback from some people that said that they thought that when they see we talked to other podcasters when they see those international numbers. Generally, those are military bases.
Yeah, military, English-speaking
military
bases.
U.S. military bases.
So holler at your boys
all, you
overseas listening.
The Army's going to sponsor us.
We're just two dads wilding out over here at home. Thank
so
you for
silly.
Being there.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to sponsor, if you're a national business.
Slide
and even if you're,
into the
Yeah, slide into the DMs. DMs.
Is that what the kids say today? Is that what
the
kids
dad
say?
DMs,
the dad DMs. Slide into daddy DMs.
Dude,
oh, that sounds terrible.
No, don't say that.
Sliding
into the dad DMs. That's just like that sounds like a bowel movement. That sounds like
very
you're having
creepy.
Some bathroom problems.
It's a bad idea.
Daddy
don't
got
write
some daddy DMs.
Chico, don't write that one down.
Chico, don't write that down.
No. Yeah,
but
no,
hit
right.
us up. Even if you're a local business that know and love us from Pittsburgh, we're able to do that in a way too, and
sure.
a sponsorship that's local too. So holler at your boys.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, there's some stuff coming up as well.
Because look, here's the main thing. Is like if we got some stuff coming up.
Some changes.
Some big changes to the show.
You're listening to this on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Change number one.
While we're talking about changes, you're listening to us on a Tuesday because it helps everybody. Helps me, helps Jason, helps our editor, Ryan. By the way, our editor and engineer, Ryan, major props.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we need sponsors.
Yeah, we
want
to try to help
we
support
want
him.
Sponsors.
We do.
Like, we need them. I want to keep our editor Ryan around.
Yeah, we need to keep getting better. So, yeah, it's exciting. Yeah. But, yeah.
College boys.
I don't think we can get Hostess, though.
No.
Which was kind of crazy because there's – remember when Hostess went and went bankrupt a few years back? Remember?
Yeah,
it was like a big – it was a big, big thing where the company went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And so the now, though,
yeah,
they're back in full force.
Oh, yeah, they are, because
like,
I've seen ads.
They've gone into a deal with the Dollar Trees.
Oh.
They were never in there before.
Makes a ton of sense.
Dollar Tree has a ton of stuff in there. I do, like, when I use them as a vendor for the Arcade Comedy Theater to buy candy at the Dollar Tree, because they sell they sell theater boxed candies for a dollar.
Yeah.
And you might tell me that a wholesaler could get me a better deal. The problem is I don't need to carry that much inventory, so it's easier for me to deal with Dollar Tree.
Yeah, right.
And all I do is send them an email, and they have what I want waiting for me. I built
crazy
that relationship. They'll do that for you if you talk to them. Anyways.
Good little grown man, grown dad tip right
maybe
there.
Maybe Dollar Tree wants to sponsor us. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll hit them up.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Hostess, like, it was a big thing. Like, people were like trying to sell Twinkies online because it was the last box available at their Giant Eagle, and it was crazy. But that business, I just remember my dad, like, again, it was very territorial, it was cool. It was a unique job. That's what I took my teachers in elementary school for Christmas gifts.
Yeah, right. That's genius.
My mom would take boxes.
Everything was Hostess cakes.
But Dude, this
is
so.
The baby shower. We made a little basket of Hostess cakes into a shape of a baby.
This thing, it's so ridiculous when I think of this. But in elementary school, in grade school, my dad would bring home boxes of cakes. So there'd be like a box of Twinkies, a box of cupcakes, a box of Ho-Hos.
How did you not swim through these like Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah. So, but then my mom would build it into like this big, tall pyramid-looking thing, and then she would wrap the whole thing.
Like green bow, or?
Dude, the whole thing was just wrapped like a Christmas present,
but
it would be like 2.5 feet tall of just this pyramid-looking thing wrapped. So then, you know, everyone else is bringing into their teacher, you know, shampoos and soaps, and then Jason Clark walks in with a tower wrapped, this big, huge gift,
Hostess
right?
cakes.
But no one knows this. I come in.
Go big or go home, dude. Team Clark rolls hard.
Put them out on a table. Everyone puts their gifts back there for their teacher. And I come rolling in. I put this big thing. And when they open it, I can't imagine what my teachers had to been like. What the fuck? Really? But you know what? I got to think of who my teachers were. I don't know.
Maybe they
walked out of school that day with 70 pieces of Hostess cake.
No matter what, your dad... always be closing.
It was so
because
silly.
Because if they don't eat them, they're giving them out for Halloween
silly.
And now half the school district.
I just can't imagine.
You got everyone giving out Hostess cakes.
I can't imagine that.
That's fine.
Imagine if you did that today. Little Billy in the corner, damn peanut allergy. He'd go into a fit. It'd be a mess.
Yeah.
Just you bring it too much in.
I told you my go-to is the orange cakes. But other one, the Little Debbie is definitely.
Nutty bar.
Hands down.
Cold, frozen
hands
nutty
down.
Bar with a glass
of
milk. Yeah.
I loved the oatmeal
pies
for a long time.
I'm trying to think. Oh, the oatmeal pies are good.
Phase.
I'm trying to think what my
that was my Project Loafin days. That was a half gallon of iced tea and oatmeal pies in my pocket.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what my
if you had to pick,
is my favorite Hostess snack?
If we had sponsors and or a budget and we had a table of
well, if it was
snack
a, what my favorite Hostess snack. Like if I was to go to the store and get a Hostess snack right now, Melissa loves Ho-Hos.
Really?
She loves having not Swiss rolls, your little Debbie idiots.
Yeah.
The ho ho. And having those on deck, and she likes those frozen.
You
honestly.
Know frozen, it's a whole nother treat.
Yeah, yeah. Everything.
Very
I know I'm saying
treat.
Frozen a lot, but
no,
I just
but
like
no,
to
but,
freeze the cakes.
Well, we know about your Hostess coffin.
Yeah. but I like a fresh cake too, but there's something about the frozen ho ho that's it's almost like it's a ice cream. Like
you're
eating a little ice
right.
cream cake.
Now I want frozen
freezes.
Ho-Hos immediately.
Yeah. Well, you ever know it was funny? It goes into the candy thing, but when you go into like a convenience store and inside the pop cooler, the soda coolers, or you go get a water or whatever, and you open up, and they'll have little holders in there with candy bars in it.
Yeah,
so you can get a cold candy bar. We're not freaks. It's a real
thing. I saw that. I see that at some hotels do that now.
Yeah.
They'll throw some of their candy bars in the freezer.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh,
it's great.
You little.
Yeah.
So, but look, here's the thing.
But my favorite Hostess cake, if I went to the store right now, this is crazy. It's a pie.
Really?
My favorite pie I could only get one time a year that Hostess came out with.
I just want to be prepared because if we need to have like a dad celebration, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
I want to.
The lemon Hostess pie.
What?
All their pies are wonderful.
What are
I like,
you,
all
like
of them.
Old Yugoslavian woman?
I know. I love a lemon pie. I love that.
It's really good though.
Because
I do like the lemon pie.
The iced crust.
Yes.
And that tart lemon.
Tastes like a good lemon meringue pie sometimes.
But there is, man, I'm going to tell you, we would do.
The lemon pie.
Mom would take the.
I'm going to start calling you my little lemon pie.
Mom would take the cherry pie and she put it in there and she put it in the oven for a little bit.
Ooh,
put it in a bowl and then put
up those cherry pies
and put
dude.
Vanilla ice cream on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like all these different, like mom was like this Julia Child of Hostess cakes.
That's so funny.
Desserts. She would make more elaborate desserts out of the Hostess cakes because that's what we had.
Dude, that's, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah,
we got to, Adam, if you're listening, live show dude. Idea is we're going to have a chef show. Next
it's like
time,
take ice cream with all the mixins.
We're gonna have chefs come in and take stuff from Kogo's.
Just you have
from a convenience store.
You have a,
like
you
Kogo's.
Have a,
here.
You have a $10 budget to go into a Kogo's
and make
come and make a dessert out of
guys.
10
we
for
just
$10.
Sold a show. Convenience store chefs, dude. I just sold a show. Copyright right here on Grown Dead Business iTunes 2018. Don't you touch it, True TV.
Oh, too funny.
But yeah, what, here's the thing.
Go with the pie.
Well, then okay. Then.
I can't
the
taste
other,
a Twinkie. Twinkie tastes like chemicals to me.
That's interesting, yeah. So that's the one half of this episode.
Yeah.
Now, we got a little bit of time left.
It's a little bit. Let's dump it.
What's
in.
Cookie you got? What cookie so you dunking?
Okay.
Or not dunking?
Hold on.
What, Jay?
Let me tell you. You know, listen.
I just know he got serious, guys.
Well, I think
he's got something
to
say.
I think there's an incredible, fun little story that I could share. Real quick. Quick hitter. That's related to cookies.
Okay.
I was at home the one night a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wait. No. Wait.
And
okay, go ahead.
I put on Facebook and I'm like,
yeah.
I will put anybody in my will that comes to my house with Nutter Butters.
Hmm.
And about 40 minutes later, I got a text message from my grown dad business partner. Got a surprise outside. Walked out. There he is, sitting at the end of the sidewalk.
Boom.
Nutter Butters on the roof.
Boom.
Boom, ride or die.
GD move. It GDB
happened.
Move, dude.
I did it.
The GDB.
He did it.
Runs deep.
We don't live close to each other.
No. Ride or die.
No. He basically seen the bat signal in the air.
Dude.
We seen a Nutter Butter shoot up into the sky and was like, Jason needs Nutter Butters.
Didn't catch it with my mouth.
And he hooked it up.
Dude, I chirped out.
Oh.
I was like.
But no, that's my cookie.
It went
that's
like this.
My cookie.
It went like
man.
This. If somebody delivers me Nutter Butters, you will be my will. And it was like this. That's how it was. No, it just happened to work.
Yeah, Nutter Butters. Yeah, Nutter Butters my go-to. And
me
a lot of
too,
people,
man.
A lot of people give me help for that. They're like, Nutter Butters are disgusting.
Nutter
like,
Butters over
no.
here. But then, now, this is controversial.
Okay.
My life
yeah.
and my whole family love Oreos.
Yes.
A lot of people love Oreos.
Yep.
I'm not
the
crazy
rest of,
about
my,
Oreos.
The rest of my family. I enjoy Oreos.
I mean, let's go through a couple, you know, I mean, Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, not that great.
I'm just they're, not.
Homemade chocolate chip cookies.
No, there's nothing.
Or packaged
come
cookies
at me with
from
them.
Walmart are better than Chips
Do you
Ahoy
remember
at
when,
this point.
I remember when soft batch cookies became a thing in stores.
Bro,
like, that never existed
soft
before.
Soft batch is the real.
And the story behind
that's
when.
That's real, real.
The story behind
good.
People that would say of how they made them soft is that they packaged plastic inside them. That was a rumor. It was so
okay.
stupid. I just know. There's nothing. You know what? It'd take you nothing to go to, and I get it, but to bake off some,
yeah.
you know, quick
You're
Toll House.
Right.
I just don't like
so you gotta go.
Packaged.
So we're agreeing that you got to buy cookies that you can't make at home. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're not going to include cookies you make at home. We can talk about
I mean, because we can get into Costco and Sam's Club who have an incredible cookie selection.
Actually, spectacular. You're
Great.
Absolutely right.
Oh, that chocolate chunk
Cupcakes,
cookie?
Cupcakes, Sam's Club and Costco.
Oh, their dessert game is
hey,
tight.
Go back two episodes to
talk,
our bulk
yeah.
episode. Jason, one of the other things he's an expert in is bulk shopping.
This is like all about me right now, and I apologize
well, but
to
Jason,
the listeners.
I mean, you have a lot of
a lot
retail,
of interesting.
Retail and snack coffin experience.
They both do fresh. They both do
great
fresh
bakery,
incredible.
Both of them. But go check out the bulk episode.
Oh, Christ.
All kinds of bulk shopping talk.
But yeah, I don't know. Those are my two cookies. I don't venture beyond that.
Here's my one. When I said I don't like chocolate Oreos, I like the blonde ones.
Oh, I haven't tried them yet. Because I'm just kind of
double stuffed blonde Oreos. They call them blonde, right?
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
What are they doing though?
Pumpkin.
What are they doing? Like everyone. Well, no, I don't have a problem with the pumpkin spice Oreos. Here's the thing.
My comedian friend John Evans says he saw jalapeno Oreos at
yeah,
Big Lots.
They're real. They came out with
I thought that was a joke.
Wasabi Oreos.
In Japan. They just came out in Japan. Adam, look that up for next week so we can next week we'll have addendums to the week previous week. I heard in Japan they have insane Oreos, like where McDonald's merged with Oreo and they came. I'm not kidding. And they came.
We definitely
up with
have
like
to have
a
fact checking segment where Adam
like a McDonald's,
tells us all we messed up.
A McDonald's McFlurry Oreo or whatever.
Oh, those are the best. Those are good.
Yeah,
those are good.
But dude, the blonde Oreo, and then the vanilla fingers. You remember the long ones? What are they called?
What was it?
The vanilla fingers, those little long, like circle edges.
Oh.
Vanilla fingers.
Milano's?
No. Milano's are the ones dipped in chocolate a little bit.
Right.
Those vanilla, they're sandwich cookies.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, blonde cookies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Vanilla fingers.
Kind of.
They're pretty good. My mom loved
those. Not
those
wafers, right?
No.
Where they have like the strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, those stick
things. My father-in-law loves those. They're pretty good.
They're the non-chocolate covered Nutty Buddies.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Basically. It's a Nutty Buddy without chocolate and peanut butter.
But you know what I'm talking about, the vanilla fingers.
I kind of do.
There's probably a brand name I'm missing.
I pretty much stay in the... Because Melissa and the kids love they love Oreos.
Yeah.
Always double stuff.
I'd rather have
a single. I'm not down with a double.
They could leave a crate of Oreos in my kitchen, and I won't touch them.
Okay, so go down the line of your family.
Okay.
Which one of them will just eat the cookie, and which one has to split it and lick the insides out?
Okay. Luke the Nuke.
It's going to determine their personality.
Has to split it.
Okay, he's going to be in the
shop. He splits it and licks it.
Splits it
and then eats it.
Yep.
The baby, Firecat, all she does is lick it off and then throw the cookie on the floor.
Oh.
She licks all the icing off and then leaves the cookies. Wendy is a dunker, my wife, she's a dunker. And I believe my daughter does what I do because I taught her, is it's a bite and drink. I bite and drink.
You don't dunk them?
I bite and drink.
I use a fork.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Of course your OCD ass uses a fork like a prince, like a gentleman should.
It's a great hack, man. You stick that fork right between the two cookies into the cream and just lower it to your heart's content because I only half dunk. I like a half dunk.
No, I do a full bite.
And I count to four.
Yeah,
because
I count to four.
Anything more, but it's too soggy for me, and I like a little bit of crunch and a little bit of sog, and then I finish it off with the other half that's crunchy.
I love biting into the cookie and tasting the cookie for how it was created, and then taking a sip of milk, and then creating that chemical combustion of ecstasy,
nice,
which is cookies and milk. And that's pretty good. That's good.
Yeah.
So, hey, I've just decided this is going to have to be a four-parter.
No.
Because we hit 30 minutes.
That's it.
We're trying to keep track. Next week, it's crackers and chips.
Are you getting rid of crackers? I have such a great cracker moment with
my
mother-in-law.
We're doing a whole other episode, crackers and chips.
Mother-in-law Jean with the crackers. Remind me.
Crackers
blew
and
my
chips.
Mind. It's a 20-second conversation.
Crackers
it's
and
a,
chips
it's
next
ridiculous.
Week. Then finally, candy. But I don't know. Maybe we'll just do non-candy bar candy?
I don't know. This has to stop at some
we're
point.
We're going
to
stretch candy.
We're losing listeners.
We're going to stretch the snacks as far as we can.
But really, honestly, we could bang crackers right now. There's not a lot to talk about in a cracker game.
But I'm just saying it's more about chips next week.
But crackers and we can let chips. Let's just hit cracker real quick and get out of here. Cracker,
come on.
What do you got? What do you? I mean, every once in a while you want something
like Ritz
salty.
Crackers, Captain's Wafers. Pick one.
No, I'm throwing Cheez-Its into the cracker category.
Cheez-Its, of course. Goldfish,
and that's my go-to. Anything else, I don't get into.
But
I will straight up sit there and eat a whole sleeve of club crackers with nothing.
Oh, you're not wrong about that. That buttery mix.
Yes.
Once you get that buttery saliva mix working.
I don't know about all that.
No, but you know what I'm talking about.
Perfect mix of salt and butter.
Cheez-Its taste funky when they first go in. But once you get that Cheez-It dip working in the side of your mouth.
They came out with a with a toasted one.
I saw it.
And I thought I like burnt stuff. I like toasted stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't lie. I went back to the original.
They had,
me and my JC, he loves, we love
what's
them.
What's the cheese called? Pepper Jack? They had pepper
jack.
Oh,
yeah, they have, they have white cheddar.
They were bomb.
Yeah.
Pepper jack Cheez-Its were good. White cheddar? Okay.
That gave me you talk about a weird taste in your mouth.
You didn't like
a real weird aftertaste.
Very footy.
Like I ate
very
a foot.
Footy.
It was like I ate a damn foot.
It's very.
It's so horrible.
Footy.
But crackers. Just saltines. Real quick second. Let's show some respect to the saltine cracker for your soups, right? For
guys,
your soup.
It's an ancient invention.
For your soup. But are you do you add crackers to your soup?
It depends.
On?
If I get chili at
not
Wendy's.
A soup. Not a soup.
Oh, okay. It just depends on what kind of soup it
That's
is,
what I'm saying.
To be honest.
Is there certain soups that you never will put a cracker in?
If it depends on the quality, I look at crackers like steak sauce.
I've never
had steak sauce.
God, I can't stand
it. But also, some of us have been poor in our life, Jason,
It's like medicine. I mean, I've had it. I'm just saying. It tastes like medicine to me.
Like, you know how you put condiments on things to make them taste better?
Well.
I think if a soup is good, you don't need crackers.
I agree.
But it's
You're
also
absolutely right.
Sometimes when you get a really watery, ingredient, light chicken noodle soup.
So you're like with a broth. You're more. Okay.
I'll absolutely throw crackers into
so
a more brothy soup.
So you're almost saying.
I like stews.
Creamy soup, no cracker.
Depends.
Tomato.
Tomato, I dip grilled cheese
grilled
into
cheese,
it.
Yes. Grilled cheese not available, though. You're just going to have some tomato soup.
I won't
only.
Have tomato soup.
Okay, it's good. That's very good.
Yeah.
I become that way, too.
I won't have tomato soup.
I become that way, too.
Hey, we don't have grilled cheese. No tomato soup. Throw it in the trash.
That's the only time I have tomato soup, right?
Warm
I'm not just
in the
like,
wintertime?
I'm just like, oh. Now, here's a little.
I'm starving,
here's
by
a,
the way.
Well, here's a little fun trick for the soup thing, and we're going to jump in the soup game real quick and get out. Melissa hated tomato soup. She's like, I won't eat tomato soup. She doesn't like tomatoes per se, but she likes ketchup, but she doesn't like whatever. I made her tomato soup. Mm-hmm. She had never made tomatoes. She's only made tomato soup with water, with the old Campbell's condensed can.
Oh, yeah.
She only made it with water. She had never had it the way that I make it.
Wait, how do you make it?
I make it with milk or a cream, a heavy cream.
Yeah, my grandma used to
because it
add,
makes it thicker.
My
you
grandma
do that?
Used
then
to
I come
add
in with,
milk.
Then I come in with oregano. I come in with basil.
Yeah.
You know, dress it up and really liven it up.
I think this winter, Adam, make a note, soup episode, guys.
Soups. But I think that's interesting. I agree with you. But I'm very much a cracker guy. But my mother-in-law, we were at breakfast not too long ago, and we got to talking. And for some reason, we talked about crackers. I have no idea why. She goes, my mother-in-law, Jean, she'll complain about anything, right?
Yeah.
She goes, she'll take any conversation and make it negative. And she's just like, they don't make, I mean, she's 88 years old.
Sure.
They just, Jason, they don't make the crackers. Like, you know what? There's just no salt. There's not enough salt. Oh, we were talking because she puts salt. She pre-salts, and it pisses me off. I hate anyone that pre-salts. Okay, wait. She pre-salts everything.
Yeah.
And then she starts complaining about it. You can't even get good salt on crackers anymore. They've cut all the salt out of everything. Da-da-da. She says to me that she will take a saltine cracker. Now, she lived through the Depression. Like, she's lived a life. Like, you ate the bone. Like,
I mean,
you did
people,
whatever you had to do.
Yeah, I mean, you'd suck out
lady,
the marrow
but
and
she,
spit it into your baby's mouth.
But she likes a snack of just eating a saltine cracker.
Sure. Don't tell me.
She will quickly lick the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then take her salt shaker and add salt to the cracker.
Dude.
No. All I pictured was my 88-year-old mother-in-law sitting in front of her TV watching Wheel of Fortune.
This is what my baby's doing.
just lightly licking salt, never taking her eye off of the television.
A little tap,
right? And she just watching Wheel of Fortune, just a little little edge on the little salt on the top, and she eats it. I was at Kelly O's with her. I was crying in the restaurant, and she's crying because I'm just giving her my vision back. I said, Gene, if I walk into your apartment and you're licking crackers and putting salt in it, you might be going home soon. Like, I don't know where you're headed.
I bet you that's what the queen does.
Oh my God.
I bet you the queen does that.
Pinkies up. Shout out to the queen.
Yeah. Hey guys.
That was fun.
A little extra salt on your saltines, guys. Pinkies up.
Oh my God. Crazy.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.